Stupid fucking got a cool. No, I'm not stopping. Not until. Goddamn, you smell good, and you fit so perfectly in my arms. Like a little.
Right. It's stopping. No need to shout. Oh, shit. I didn't realize we were already in the park. What? What's the matter with me? What's that mean? Oh, that. Well, what about you? Huh? I know you said you wanted to come out of your shell more, but I didn't think that shell meant getting undressed in a crowd of people. You're right. That wasn't your fault. What is your fault is that you didn't tell her to fuck off, and you didn't come back to me. Had you just done that, I wouldn't have had to make a scene. No. Making a scene is how you put those types in check. Not that you would know what those types are, since you get out as much as a bat during the summer solstice. I'm not talking to you like anything. I'm telling you that if you weren't in such a goddamn hurry to prove you can be extroverted, you wouldn't have nearly had snake eggs in your abdomen. I mean, seriously, what was so wrong with your being shy, reserved, adorable? Because that version of you wouldn't allow anyone else to touch you like that. In fact, regardless of how you are, no one should be touching you like that except me! Except ye family. Forget I said that, okay? My point is that if you want to put yourself out there, put on a fucking chastity belt or something. Don't let others defile you like that. Just to get their rocks off. You're better than a quick lay. You deserve to be treasured, protected, pampered, loved. Not treated like every single one-night stand in Las Vegas. You're the kind of girl that I, others, would love to wake up to in the morning. Seeing you in a cute, frilly apron with breakfast and coffee ready. Maybe have nothing on under the apron. Nothing! You're a girl that walks in a sundress, nice hat, maybe has a purse puppy, and flowers bloom when you walk. You're the girl that is the reason why, if anything happens to her, I will kill everyone in this room and then myself, was invented! Because guess what? I would kill everyone in that room and then myself if anything ever happened to you. I was ready to kill that snake back there. In fact, I should go back and do that right now. I'm pretty sure I could sniff her out. Why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I kill everyone who comes near you wanting to violate you? How else am I going to keep others away from you if I don't make it clear that you're mine? Only mine! No. I can't. This can't happen. I don't want to. touch me! Please. Please. I won't be able to hold back anymore. I can't. I can't anymore. Don't. Please. Don't look at me like that. No. Don't come closer. Stay away from me. Please. Please just get away from me. I'm begging you, just stay back. Because I don't want to hurt you. I'm scared. I'm so terrified that if you ever got too close, I'll lose control of myself. And then I'll do things to you. Don't make me say it out loud. Please don't make me say it out loud. If I do, I might. Fuck! I just want to. And make you. Have you there and. Oh, the sounds you'd make. Huh? And did you get so close? No, don't touch my face. Don't make me look into those beautiful eyes. You smell so good. This is why I rode my bike. Because I knew if we took a car, I'd be trapped in a small space with you. Your scent. It just tortures me, sets my body on fire. I would have had to pull over, and I would bring your seat back, climb over you, bury my nose right here in your neck, take in a long drag of you, and then I would. No, I can't. I'll hurt you, and then you'll be scared of me. I can't lose you. I can't live without you. Fuck, please. You have to run while you can. God, her little hands are running up and down my back. They're searching me, looking for my most intimate places. She's fumbling around like a little toe learning how to walk. It's so cute. Oh, she's so cute. Everything about her is so cute. Mine. Oh, mine. Oh, you naughty vixen. You wanted this to happen. Oh, no. You don't get to shy out on me now, Vixie. Your ass, this sweet, tight ass, is mine now. up you go, over my shoulder, and a nice spink to those cheeks. Trust me, you don't want what's going to happen to be in public.